Hello, my name is Amit Kulkarni and I'm a program manager at Microsoft. In this short video, we are going to look at how you can use the Azure Data Catalog to organize and discover big data that is stored in the Azure Data Lake. The Azure Data Lake is an enterprise-wide repository for storing data of all types and sizes. The data that is stored in the Azure Data Lake can then be used for performing operational analytics or exploratory analytics. You can use various analytics platforms in the Cortana Analytics suite, such as Azure HD Insight or Azure Data Lake Analytics, to gain valuable insights from the data that is stored in the Azure Data Lake. However, with the rise of big data, the challenge of making sure that the data is discoverable, it is organized correctly, folks in the enterprise are able to valuably locate the data, be able to provide the right tags onto the data, is a big challenge. The Azure Data Catalog solves this problem, and in this video, we will show how you can use it in conjunction with the Azure Data Lake. So here what I have is the Microsoft Azure portal, and we are going to look at a particular Azure Data Lake store. The Azure Data Lake store here is called the ADLS ADC, and this is the data lake in which we have loaded a demo data set. So I'm going to open the data browser for this particular Azure Data Lake store account. And this is really for demo purposes. So what I have done is I have taken the daily earthquake data that is provided by the USGS and loaded it into this particular Azure Data Lake store account. And similar to a lot of big data data sets, what I have is the data is organized in a time series fashion. So if you look at the daily earthquakes directory inside the data lake, what I have is I have a folder that has a subfolder, one for each year, and then I have another subfolder, one for each month, and then another one for each date. And so I have today is the 8th of December, and so I have only 8 days worth of data. And so in each folder, there is the earthquakes that have been reported for that particular day. And so if you look at 08, you will see that there is one CSV file here, allday.csv, which are the earthquakes that have been reported for, say, the 8th of December. Similarly, if you look at yesterday's folder, you will see another file over there. So there's nothing special over here. We know that a lot of data sets are organized in this particular fashion. The other thing is, if you take a quick look at the data over here, what you will see is in the preview, there are a few set of columns that will show up. And in addition to time, latitude, longitude, and depth and magnitude of where the earthquake occurred, there is also an interesting field over here in terms of where the earthquake happened. And there's a description here in terms of like how many kilometers from which particular place. And the first one example here is like Hawthorne, Nevada. So this is great. So this is how our data is organized, and we have all of these columns, and this is great. So we can use this data to generate valuable insights from this data. Now, in addition to this data that is flowing in a time series manner every day, we also have some reference data, and which I have loaded in this common folder over here. And what happens is, typically you will have a bunch of these data sets, and you will have a few of these reference data sets as well. And these necessarily are not organized by time series fashion. So a couple of examples is I have details about which region this earthquake or which are the regions that appear in the earthquake descriptions. And so there are two files here. I have the region names, which are the alphabetically or the textual representation of the particular places. And then I have a file that says what are the coordinates, what are the various coordinates of the regions that will appear in the file. So that is this file over here. So this is great. So now we want to take this particular data set, which happens to be useful to the organization, and be able to publish it. And be able to publish it in the data catalog, discover it, enrich it. And so in this particular example, I'm first gonna play the role of a data engineer. I'm the individual in the organization who generates this data, and I'm the owner of this data. And so what I can do is I can now take this data set and publish it so that others in the organization can discover it and use it. So I'm going to switch over to this Azure Data Catalog tab over here. And what we see over here is my Azure Data Catalog. And just to show that there is no data here right now, I'm just going to do a search for earthquakes. And you will see that this query did not return any results. So we are going to go back home here. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to try to publish this data. So I'm going to click this publish button over here. And I'm going to launch the application that will help me publish the data into the data catalog. And this is the tool that will help me publish the my data assets into the data catalog. And I'm going to quickly sign into this application. And now I'm going to maximize this so that we can see this better. And this is the tool that helps me register various of the data assets belonging in my enterprise in the catalog. And what I can show here today is that in addition to all of the original data sources that were already there, we have this new data source here for the Azure Data Lake here. Okay, and so if I click it, it asks me, what is the Azure Data Lake in which I have data assets that I wish to publish? And I'm going to type the name of my Azure Data Lake store account here. And then I'm going to click connect. And right now what it's doing is it's connecting to my Data Lake store account and it has retrieved all of the assets that I can register in the data catalog. And so if we browse the hierarchy of the objects, we do see that there are these two folders that show up, the common and the daily earthquakes. And if I open the daily earthquakes, I do see the subfolders for various years and months and days. And so I have two choices here as a data producer. I could either register directories or folders as objects in the data catalog, or I can choose to do individual files. So if we look at the daily earthquakes data set, it doesn't make sense for me to register an individual file, which is for a particular day here. Instead, I want to say the daily earthquake is a data set that is interesting for the organization. And therefore, I'm going to register the daily earthquakes folder as an object of interest. So I can click over here and I'm going to pick daily earthquakes. And as you can see, it's the type is directory. This is the type that in the ADLS that can be registered in the Azure Data Catalog. And so I'm going to choose this one and it's now in my list of objects to be registered. Now, in addition to the daily earthquakes data set, I also want to publish the reference data associated with it. And so if I click the common folder, here it makes sense for me to register the names and the coordinates of the various regions that will appear in the data set. And so I'm gonna pick all of these and then choose to register these as well. And then similar to all the other objects that if you are familiar with the Azure Data Catalog, you can say who's the expert here. And in this particular case, I'm gonna add myself as the expert. I'm gonna enter my email address here. So if folks want to get in touch with me, if there's some problem with this data set, they can come check with me. And then I'm going to add a tag. Let's call this like earthquakes. And then when I click this register button here, what the tool is doing is it is registering these objects with the Azure data catalog. And as you can see, we are almost done over here. And we have now published the three objects that we chose into the data catalog. Now, if I click the view portal button over here, it is going to take me, open up a browser instance and take me to the data catalog. But as you know, we already have a browser running over here, so I'm not going to do that. I'm instead just going to go back to this one here. And if I go home now, and let's say we search for earthquakes again, what we do see is that there are these four objects that appear in the data catalog. So the first object that appears is the data lake itself, which itself is a object. And then we have the daily earthquakes data set, the region names, and the region coordinates. And now that these objects are there in the catalog, we can do a whole bunch of interesting operations with them. So either me as the data producer, as the data engineer, can go and add additional information on this data set, such as if I go to the documentation, I can say, yeah, this is the, I can add a description, like this is the earthquakes from every day. I can add like a friendly name here, which says, you could perhaps even say that what is the schema of a file, right? Or how is data produced here? So I can say things like, there is a new file every day. And you could perhaps say, here are the columns and an exam, and you get the general idea, right? So once you enrich this data with all of this metadata, this information now stays with the data catalog. Inside the data catalog with the object rather. And then when somebody else comes, they are able to find this information that is attached to this particular data set. Similarly, you can do it for individual files and folders as well. And if you look at the various fields that are available on these objects, there's a whole variety of information that people can add in the organization. Either the producer of this data or others who have knowledge of this data. And so whenever somebody in the company searches for the data set, now they are able to like get all sorts of interesting information about this data set. And over here, there is also the address of the object, and so where you can go and get access to the data. So to sum it up, you can register your files and folders that lie in the Azure Data Lake store in the Azure Data Catalog. Other users in the organization can enrich this data, discover this data, and then use it to gain insights. You can try this out today on azure.com.